Simin Kuf Beitet Sif Yud Zayin Bezer Hashem through Sif Chavov Vesta Kvitzois and Vesta Guf. The Machaber says in Sif Yud Zayin Kol Vesh Nekva Mach Mas Oynis Goyin Shekov Sif Rosa Filo Rosa Beikam Upam Im Im Loi Kovay Son Le Yomim Eino Vest Mi Yipnei Ha Oynis Shem Bnei Oynis Rosa Umikol Mokim Cheshesh Loi Kamoy Levesh Eino Kovua. This is the halacha that we saw in Daf Yud Aleph. It's referred to Gemara that says Kol Shekavosim Achmas Oynis If You Look Upon Him Lo Have A Vest. And the Machaber paskins that you're not even choish for it. If you look upon Machas, that's the Mashmois. The Rama says no, you are choishish after seeing three times. You're choishish one time. What is Nichlal in a vest Machmas Oynis? That we saw in the Gemara. It's Mefurish. It's Kvitzo. The Shel is what else is included in the vest Machmas Oynis? The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, Kvitzo doesn't just mean that you're jumping rope. Kvitza means a proper kvitza, mimokum gavaya, says the Rambam, dainu, she got a big bang, she got, and that caused her to see down. Now the Rambam over there says, in Pirush Mishnayis, he says, hu adinim techarad, oy tfached, oy techol davar, memagir hanidus b'choizik. If she gets very scared, or she eats something, techarad, oy tfached, two types of harada, even though the Gemara is machalad between bisuso and pachad. However, he says either one of these, charada or pachad, could bring the dam, and that's considered machmas ha'oynis. Or she eats something which could cause her to see, which is the her that we'll see in Sifchav Gimel, whether or not achilas palpalin is a vest ha'oynis or it's a vest ha'guf. The realm seems to say that it's a vest ha'oynis like the Rashba. Now, Tesefta mentions a few other things in Aleph Beis. The Tesefta says, im cholso venosa masa kovin, if she got sick, or she carried a very heavy load, which lechura included in that would be she's schlepping a heavy suitcase, and she sees dam. Ve'chein behikso yisabala. Hopefully lo yidibur akosav behoiver. But lechura nichlal, and that is also is lechura yishlain is bumper cars, these types of things that she gets banged, she gets mamish smashed, depending what it is. If she sees dam because of that lechura, that would also be machmas ha'inus. Now the Shevet Levi says also that somebody that sees dam only because she gets a certain woman that they only see dam when they get an injection or they take medicine, that would also be considered a vest machmas ha'inus, even though that's already closer a little bit lechura to achila. Achila itself is a shayla. If achila is palpable, is that considered a vest ha'inus or not? We'll see in some Chavgim like we mentioned. Here, the whole tachlis of the shot is that she should see dam. The medicine is that she should see dam. That's clear to the play scheme that would be considered a vest machmas ha'inus, and she would not have to be choishish for it unless it happens three times. Then she has to be choishish one time. Now they mention the Shevet Levi says if she sees dam aide a surgery or she does stripping, something that they force the dam out, then that's not even considered a vest machmas ha'inus. But they mamish push the dam out. So pushing the dam out, that's not a vest at all. I mean, even if it would be a vest, I don't know what it would be in a gea. Worse, it would be a vest ha'inus. And if it happened, it has to happen three times, so it would be choishish for the next time. It's not exactly clear. But it just means to say that's lechura, not even a vest. That's, you took the dam and you pushed it out. Memela, that's not considered ha'inus. Though those that are ma'isif also, praiskin that are ma'isif, also if she sees after dancing, or after exercise, which could happen, or after a ta'inus, that could also be considered a vest machmas ha'inus. And the Chut Shani says, Ma'aseh Shaya, this is one of the questions on the page, Ma'aseh Shaya with a kala, that she would always see after she fasted. The night following the fast, she would see. Bekitzer, she was a girl, then she became a kala. Shaila was, what should she do when it comes to the night of her chasana? If she's going to fast during the day, then the night following the tainis, which is the Leil HaChuppah, is going to be an oinus avest. And she has to be choishish the whole province one time. If it happened already three times, she's choishish at least one time. What should she do in such a case? He says that lechura, it's not the shame tainis. It happened three times. It's not the shame tainis, he says. It's the fact that her body reacts to the fact that she's very hungry. And this is how her body reacts. And Amelia, he says she should wake up early and she'd have a geshmaka suda before Elisa Shachar. And then she's not going to feel so hungry during the rest of the day. Mimele, it's not going to be a vest. It's not going to be daima to the other times that she saw. The other times she saw, her body was reacting to the hunger. Here, she's not going to be so hungry. Then Lachar, it should be okay. Now, I don't know if you want the Chutshoni. Whether you're taking the chance or not taking the chance, most women by Kalas anyhow don't take the chance and they're on pills. So anybody that's on pills is, according to many Paiskin, doesn't have to worry about it, even if it's a Oinas Aves. Certainly in this case where she changes it already and it's maybe not Zeme, it's hard to rely on such a thing because maybe in a Charami Taka, her body will react, right? She's fasting for 12 hours after she had a Gishmak Asuda. So even if halachically it's not Zeme, but you still don't want to take a chance, certainly if she's on pills, Lachera should be able to be Mekel. Right. Baruch Hashem, she ended up getting married in Hanukkah and she didn't have to fast. Yes, the aura is a good aura, that Lachari still don't want to take a chance. That's what he said, that Lachari, if she was on pills, then she wouldn't have to worry about this anyhow. I don't know why she would want to take a chance. It's more the halacha, not also the maisa. How do we pass in the halacha maisa? The Mechaber paskins, like the Rajba Udi'ime, that hold that you cannot be kaveh aves machmas aines bechlal, not like the tour that says that you could be kaveh aves. Rashi seems to say that down in your knowledge, you could be kaveh aves just for kvitzes. However, he says that you're not kaveh bechlal. The Ramah says after three times, even though you're not kaveh, nevertheless you are choshesh one time. The shach brings down. That's tagoyis maimini. And the truth is that the Ramah got this from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes tagoyis maimini that says that you are choshesh after three times. You're choshesh like one time. What's the pshat? The Mashmoris Grada is that the Beis Yosef himself holds that way. He didn't bring it down here because you're not kaveh aves. But from the shach, it sounds like that the Beis Yosef himself goes that you would have to be choshesh after three times. For some reason, it didn't pass in the way in the Mechaber. Didn't mention it. The Ramah doesn't say yesh imrim. He says mikol mokum cheshesh. Mashma that it could be that he learned in the Mechaber himself that the Mechaber understood that you have to be choshesh after three times. The Hainu. Just to be mazel, what's the Indian that you have to be choshesh after three times? If you're not kaveh aves, so where's the mokum to be choshesh? The answer is that lachor is no different than any other chazaka that you have in kol tera kula. Even if it's not a aves, but has the din of a chazaka. And if something that happened three times, that was the we mentioned to the Olam, some of the Olam, somebody, Maestro Shariah, that by a chasana, somebody went over to the Mashgiach and said, oh, by the way, I found in the soup, I found a bug. So Mashgiach said, thank you for telling me. Another person comes over a few minutes later, I found a bug in the soup. Thank you very much for telling me. Third person comes over, says, I found a bug in the soup. Quickly he gets onto the microphone, he says, everybody stop, please stop eating your soup, you have to check it for bugs. What happened? The answer is that after one, you don't have to be choshesh, because there's no chazaka that there's bugs inside. After two, also not. After three, you have to be choshesh, that's chazaka. Memela, the same thing over here. A woman has kavitz after one time, she doesn't be choshesh. After one time, there's no din chazakas in the Torah. You don't have to be choshesh. After three times, you have to be choshesh. Aye, what's pshat? By a regular vest, you have to be choshesh after one time. Aye, there's no chazaka yet. The answer is, because even though there's no chazaka, Rashi says in Tamach Gimel, Lamates also, he says that you have to be choshesh that maybe this is going to be one that's going to cause the chazaka. You're right that there's no chazaka as of yet. This might be a chalik of the kviyas which is going to be afterwards. The derech of Aisha is to see every month. And the mele of the choshesh you're going to see every month. This might be one of those, one of the three that's kriveh her vest. The mele of the choshesh is ready after one time. That's only if this could be one that could be have a kviyas. But if this can't be one that can create a kviyas, like kviyas, it's mele of the choshesh after one time. After three times, it's to be choshesh. Like any other thing in the Torah, she has a chazaka. Now, even though we pass in Allah Almighty, you do not have to be choshesh after a kvitz or any of the type of anus, nevertheless, you would be have to choshesh, you would have to be choshesh for the ain of anus, like the pistol chuva brings down. And in Lamaisa, she saw dam. And Lamaisa, when is she going to see next time? Not on this day, was forced out, but when is she going to see? When her body regenerates the dam. How long does that take? 30 days. Mamela, she would have to be choshesh from ain of anus from her, the Ria Ayde anus. Now, a woman that sees Resh Chodesh Nisan, what does she have to be Choshesh for? There's three possibilities what she has to be Choshesh for, besides Ayin HaBeinonis. She has to be Choshesh for the day that she saw, Resh Chodesh Iyar. She has to be Choshesh for the Kvitza, anytime that is, or the day with the Kvitza. So, Klape, being Choshesh for the Kvitza by itself, that we just said, the Mechaber Paskins, you don't have to be Choshesh. To be Choshesh for the Kvitza together with the day, and a chanami, that's what we pass in, that you could be kaveh aves for that. Memela, everybody says that you have to be choshish la'alach l'maisa. All the rishenim, even those rishenim that say you cannot be kaveh for kfitzas by itself. However, kfitzas with yamim is before daf iralef. You could be kaveh for both of them together. Mainly you have to be choshish for ear if she's kaifitz. Rish choshish ear if she's kaifitz. Or afloga, that amount of afloga if she's kaifitz. The question is, does she have to be choshish for the day without a kfitza? The hainu, she jumped on Rish choshish Nisan, she saw. How do you know for sure that it was the kvitza which was gurumit? Maybe it was the day that was gurumit. She jumped. And Mamela, she has to be choshish for Rish Chedesh ear. So we saw in the Shach says that you don't have to be choshish. It's pashit that you don't have to be choshish. Since it was a real ID oinis, we know for sure there was a kvitza that caused it. Mamela, she does not have to be choshish for the day by itself. Now, l'chura, it's a chedesh, because misvarach itainu, you have two gurumim over here. We don't know which one was the gurum. So Mamela, but pashit, you have to be choshish for both of them. The hainu, you have a kvitza which could be gurum, and you have a day which could be gurum. Which one is it? I don't know. So I should be choshish for each one, b'fnei atzma. Nevertheless, ma'aseh shoyeh kachoyim. Somebody, his wife was kriveya for yomim and chadoshim, the yom ha'chodesh and the haflaga, the same amount of days, the same length of time. Dainu, let's say, like the past 3 months, or we had a tishrei cheshvan kislev, where you have 3 months that are mole in a row, or even 2 months that are mole in a row is possible. And they saw after 31 days on Gimel Tishrei, 31 days Gimel Cheshvan, 31 days Gimel Kislev. That means that they have 4 haflagos. Since there was more than one mole in a row, so there was possible that they could have 31 days and come out on the same day of the month. In the Megillah, they have the third haflaga of 31 ended up on the third day of Gimel. Which one is it? Haflaga for 200. Why should it be haflaga? More than chodesh? Haflaga is more common than chodesh? The question is, do we pass in that way? The Shach says that the standard woman has a vest for yom haChodesh. But like you're pointing out, some Rishonim seems to say not that way. The beginning of Kuf Poy Dalet, we saw sign the tour and in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, they both said Rav Nashim Yeshla Investors Liris Bezman Yedua Kigun Mi Esim LeEsim Milamed Lamed. The Mashmoyis is for, like you're saying, like for Aflogas Mitzad Sheni, we have the Shach that says the standard woman sees on the day of the month. Since the day of the month, that's what Ein Beinonis is. Ein Beinonis is the day of the month, so that's what the standard woman sees. So what does this woman do? So the pashtus is she has to be choshish. She'll get to the next month where there's only Chavteis days. She'll be able to be machriya which one it is. Hopefully she'll see on one of those 2 days. If she doesn't, then she has to know which one she's oiker, which one to be choshish. But all I'm trying to say is that l'chari you have a case where you have two chashashas in front of you and you have no way to be machriya which chashash it is. Memela, you have to be choshish for both of them. If you have kvitza, and we saw this, Rav Elzner said the same thing. If you have Rosh Chodesh Ledilugim, which is also 59 day haflagas. So he says you have to get to the months where it's not 59 days on Rosh Chodesh, it's 60 days then, and you'll be mevar which one it is. So if you have a kvitza on a yom haChodesh, then l'chora it could be either the kvitza or the yom haChodesh. The truth is that if you look at the Chochmas Adam taka says this. La'alacha l'maisa, the Chochmas Adam names on that you have to be choshish also for the day, and he says in Kuf Yud Beis, Klal Kuf Yud Beis, Islam and Hay. He says you also have to be choshish for the day. Because you don't know what it was that was Gerimit. La'alachlam, and Rabbi Yashin said that you should be choshish for him. The only thing is that if you look in the Ravid, it's mavur, like the Achrayim point out, like the Shah, that you only have to be choshish for the day if she was kofit. You do not have to be choshish for the day b'fnei atzmai. Memela, l'chur, that's how we go halach l'maisa. If there was an einis, we're only choshish. We nem on kipshutay that it was the einis which caused Adam to come out. There's no suffix b'chal that it was the yom, and therefore it's pashit that she does not have to be choshish for that day unless another einis happens on that day. She has an einis for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She does not have to be choshish for Rosh Chodesh Iyar unless she has an einis on that day. Now let's just clarify something that the Urim was omer, and that is what happens if a woman, she has an einus. She's now going back to America, and after the Zman, obviously, next week probably, on Sunday, she's flying back to America, and she flies to Russia so she could get a 70-pound suitcase instead of a 50-pound suitcase, And sure enough, she's schlepping her 70-pound suitcase that she put also her duffel bag and also the carry-on on top of. And she's schlepping it, and sure enough, she gets home a few hours later, and bang, she got her vest. Now, it happens to be that it's in between days 28 and 32. She always gets her vest between 28 and 32, and she got it a few hours later. In that case, says Mishmar Satari, says the Chor, it's Pashin in such a case that we're not going to say that that's considered a vest or inus. That she's expecting her vest to come. It's only in a case where I see a direct correlation between the anus. For example, she jumps down half a flight of stairs, and sure enough, within the next 2 minutes, she sees dam, or she sees the amount of dam, she gets her vest. Or she sees a dam, which is not the amount that she would normally see on a vest, something which it looks like obviously something different is going on. Then even if it's not directly, it's not right away, but I see that it's not the regular vest that she's getting. But if she's generally presuming to get her vest, he says if she has a vest, Trumas Hadeshin, she never sees before 26 days after her vest. Now she's holding after 26. It says, certainly if you have a vest of Mavucha, you always see between days 29 and 33, and now she's holding by day 31 and she gets her vest. Certainly we're not going to reckon that to be considered Kvitzis, or at least we're going to be Choshish, maybe we'll be Choshish also for Kvitzis. But we would be Choshish for the Yom in that day, in that scenario, because it's more Pasha to us that that's what was Gerim. Now, until when can you be choshish for the kvitzis? Let's say Sakanata, she never sees before, generally doesn't see before day 29, and now it's day 27, and she's went back to America, she's slapping her suitcases, v'chulu, and she gets home, and the next day, sure enough, she sees dam. Can she be tole that the dam came because she slept the suitcases the day before? Or 2 days before? Or 3 days before? Until when? Where's the cutoff point for how long he could be trailing the kvitzis? So the Aruch HaShulchan says he's going in a case where a woman sees the Gemara's case in Daf Yud Aleph, that you jumped on Sunday and you saw, and then you jumped the third time on Shabbos and you saw on Sunday. How about if you jumped on Friday the third time and you saw on Sunday? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. If it's more than one day, we're not going to be trailing. But that's going in a case where Be'etzem, I'm trying to be Meshach Shaykh, I'm trying to say that it's really shayach to, the jumping was really shayach to what you saw on Sunday. So in a Hanami, I'm only going to take from a day earlier to say that it's really the vest of kvitzis with Sunday. However, in a case, what's the limit of the case of the Chavetz Das? The Chavetz Das says, what happens if a woman, she jumps, and then she sees a day later? And then she jumps 26 days later, and she sees a day later. She jumps 22 days later, and sees a day later. He says, you're kveveya for 1 day after the jumping, if it's not the same amount of days in between. So with 26, 22, 29, says you're kaveh for 1 day before the jump. How about if it's 3 days before the jump? She jumps, she slept something heavy on day 24, and on day 27 she saw something. Can she be tailor then or not? So the truth is that Pashas Mashmer Zachavas Das is that from the fact that he said the case was that you always jumped 1 day before she saw, why don't you say a case where you saw even more days before him? Elamai, up until 1 day or Choshish, and not more than that. The pilot remind him, he asked, he clears, the Taka says, how long can you be toilet? So he says, he really clears it by vest aguf. A woman gets a sensation, that was our case, one of our questions, she has a tingly sensation in her elbow, and then a week later she gets her vest. Can she be toilet in that or not? So he says, I don't know where to draw the line. He says, by vesta oinis, then I know. Why? It's when her body still feels the reverberations of the oinis, or she's still reacting to the oinis, then she could be toilet. That means, if she's still reacting to the oinus, her body still feels it, then it's even more than 1 day, he says. And if her body doesn't feel it, then it's even less than 1 day. Which is the chor is far nechayna, because what does 24 hours have to do? Where does the 1 day beforehand have to do with anything? Sometimes it's 22 hours, sometimes it's 27 hours, the day beforehand. Why is Meis La'eis, let's say it's 24 hours, where is that the cutoff point? Chor misvar, it makes sense, a lot of sense, like he's saying. As long as the body's reacting to it, then mamela, it's going to cause something in the body. L'chura, that would be the gvul for the kvitza. Which would mean that in a chanami, if a woman schlepped a suitcase, and then sometimes a person, they mamish do exercise, and then they're a charlie horse for the next 3 days. I'm not sure that's their muscles that are reacting to it, but I don't know if that their body is being affected by etzem to, she's still feeling the exertion of the exercise. But it would have to be that she's mamish, her body is reacting to it. She still feels, she's somebody that jumps off, you know, down half a flight of stairs, she jumps down 10 stairs, and the chanami, she's going to feel it for a good little while. There was a maisa that somebody had that they were mishamish, And then like a day and a half to 2 days later, they would see dam. And it happened a few days in a row, a few times in a row. So what is that? That is, l'chur, that's nothing to do with Rei Machas Tashmish. Rei Machas Tashmish is only if she sees dam b'shas the Tashmish, or immediately afterwards. Here it's something, though, maybe it's like a Vesta Ina. It's something which was caused, it causes the dam to come. We know that dam could be caused Agidei Tashmish. It could be that could come Machas that. Maybe this is something, it's not clear, maybe it's a Vesta Guf, Vesta Inis, l'chur, it would be more Deimet to a Vesta Inis. This is what causes the dam. Vesta Guf is a simin to what's going on inside the body. Vesta Oinis is something which causes the dam to come. Mela Vapashtas is something which would cause the dam to come. And Mela Yeshlan, whether or not, it would have to be purish next time, a day and a half, or 2 days later, whatever it is. So l'chur, according to the Chavos Das, you wouldn't have to. It's only up to 1 day. It's only up to Meis Le'ez. Mela, you wouldn't have to be Choshesh. Even according to the Pardes Yimayim, it's hard to say that the body is still reacting to the Maisa Tashmish a day and a half later, and she's still feeling it, and that's what's causing the dam to come out. Then L'chura also would be shver to say that. Now also, even Bechlal, to say, now it's a good idea to be purish, just because Eitz HaTeva Kamash Malon. If you know that something which might happen, you don't take any chances, even though maybe halachically you have a heter to do it. But swirl throughout you, this guy. We'll leave it for different time. However, it always has to be side by side. It would have to be the same amount of time beforehand. If one time it's 2 days beforehand, and one time it's a day and a half beforehand, then in Echanami anyhow wouldn't be a Veskavua, because you don't know, it doesn't cause it the same amount of time afterwards. And therefore, Lachur, in such a case, it wouldn't be Meikar Adin, you wouldn't have to be, even if it would be the same amount of time, Lachur, if it's more than a day, you wouldn't have to be Choshish. You wouldn't be Kaveh for Kvitzis. Even so, it would only be after 3 times, and then you'd have to be Choshish for 1 time, but if it's more than 1 day, Lachur, you wouldn't have to be Choshish. That's Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Ches is, says Mechaber, Kof to be in Miduah Kamir Shcheda Shabecha B'Shabbos, Rel Saboy, this is Vesta Murkov that everybody holds, even by a Vesta Einis. If it's Murkov in Yomim, then you're Kaveya a Vest Kavua. The Shaila is why? For those Shitas that hold it, you're not Kaveya for Kvitzos. What's the reason you're not Kaveya Kvitzos by itself? And this is the way we pass it if you're dying. Because you can't tell me, even though I know for sure that it's the Kvitzos which caused her to see. That wasn't the question here. We know the Kvitzos caused her to see. She jumped and she saw. We know that it is in day 16, it's not day 29. We know this is what caused it to see. Nevertheless, you can't tell me that that's the woman's teva, she's kreveya, this is her vest, because it's not a natural process. And what's going to happen if she doesn't jump? She's not going to see? So it doesn't make sense to say that that's what her natural vest is. If that's the case, so then yamin with kvitsa should be no difference. You need the kvitsa in addition to the yamin. So memela, there's something which is totally in her, it's biyoda to do it, mehechatesi to say that she should be able to be kreveya vest. Nevertheless, it's before she's ningwara that she is. The shayla is why. So Kinira, the Vard is because since we know that there is an internal impetus or an external, something which is not kashur to her, there's something, the amount of days, which is causing her to see, in other words, when she jumps before day 33, she has a Ves Kavua of Murkov for 33 Kvitzes. If she jumps on day 27, she doesn't see. She jumps on day 29, she doesn't see. Only if she jumps on day 33, so that means that it's something which is Shayach to the day. It's just the day needs a little bit more of a help. It needs a little more of a bang to be able to knock out the dam. Mamela, the kvitza is not pe'etim what's doing it. The yoyim, we have a yoyim which is doing it. The yoyim together with the kvitza is what goes gives it the last bang. L'chor, that's as far also the Pesach Tshuva. The Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Yom HaZmer that the crazy place declares can be kveveya for kvitzais with pihukim together. What does that mean, kveveya kvitzais with pihukim? Kvitzais is a gurn. Right, it's a sibah for her to see dam. Pyukin is a simon that she's seeing dam. Which one is it? How can we get the two? They're spirits each other. Kvitzas are gurning you to see dam, and pyukin is something which is a simon that there is dam going on. So obviously, it wasn't the if she's having pyukin, then obviously there was dam that was meant to come out even beforehand. So then the kvitza is not.
What came first, pyukin or the kvitza?
At the same time, basachas. So if you kavei for which one you kavei for? L'chur, the Vart is the same thing. The Biyukin is a Raya that Be'etzim she should be seeing Dam already even without the Kvitzes. It wouldn't have come out if not for Biyukin is a Simon that something is going on. You're right that there's a siman that's going on. There's something which is going on, but it wouldn't have happened if not for the kvitza which banged it out. But mainly you need, be'etzem, there is a siba for her to see already even without the kvitza. The kvitza is just helping it out that she should be able to see the dam at that time. The shaila is, one nekuda that there is a machlekes about, even though everybody agrees it could be kaveh, for kvitza with yamim, do they have to be in a row? Do they have to be retufin? For example, a woman jumps on Rish Chedesh, Nisan, and she sees, and she jumps on Rish Chedesh Iyar, and she doesn't see, and she jumps on Rish Chedesh Sivan, and she sees, and she jumps on Rish Chedesh Tammuz, and she sees. So she saw three times Rish Chedesh, but it wasn't they weren't in a row. It wasn't Rosh Chedesh weren't in a row. The case of the the Ravid actually talks about this case. He says in Gimel Chav Zayin, Im Kofta Bereish Yachad the Nisan v'Chazoi, V'Kofta Bereish Yachad the Sivan v'Chazoi, V'Kofta Bereish Yachad the Tammuz v'Chazoi. He says the case is that you didn't jump. I'm sorry, you didn't jump on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You jumped every time that you jumped on Rosh Chodesh. You saw. You just didn't jump on every Rosh Chodesh. Can you be Keveya or not? You jumped on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Sivan, and Tammuz. And every time that you jumped on Rosh Chodesh, you saw. You didn't jump on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And you didn't see. So what do we say? Can you be Keveya in that time? Because the Maisa, three times that I jumped, I saw or not? Says the Raven, no. Afal gav de kulu re'ir's b'reish yachininu, loikava vest le'de kvitas v'le'de yamin. You're not Keveya. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down that you could be Kaveh. He says, it's Mavur in the Prisha that you could be Kaveh. He says, look at the Ravid. The Ravid says, you can't be Kaveh. He says, obviously the Ravid, Kinira, the Ravid holds, the reason why you're not Kaveh is because when she jumped on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mehecha Tesi, it was the Kvitzis and the Yomim together that caused it. We're going to say, maybe it was just the Rosh Chodesh which caused it. And then when she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then it's Akira to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That we're going to say that it was the Yamam which caused it to see. When she jumped on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and she saw, and then she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, we're going to presume that the reason why she saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan was not because of the Kvitza, rather it was because of the day. And then on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when you didn't see, you're just Iker that day. So now on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz that you jumped and saw, you only have two Riyas. The shal is mehecha tesi. The pashas is, like the shach says, that if you jump on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's the jumping which causes you to see. Or the jumping and the day. To say it's only the day, mehecha tesi to say that. Refrat that the pashas is that you have a veskavu over here, why should we not say that? Not exactly clear. I saw that the Badei Shulchan Halacha seems to be machmir, that you would be kaveh in such a case, in Sivkot and Reish Zayin. The shal is, I didn't notice that he brings out the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I didn't really see that he's Mesiachas for the Ravid over here. Lachur is the first in the Ravid that you would not be Kaveya in such a case.
Why don't we say that as a Shemit and the Beis Meir holds that the Rosh Chodesh or the Chodesh gets passed by the day without seeing it, and by seeing less than one month, part of the Seder also over here, the Rosh Chodesh you have to pass by Rosh Chodesh with the Kvitza and not see?
So that's Lachur what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is trying to answer. Lachur. That's a good Taina. And Lachur, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is trying to answer. He's saying that we don't know for sure that it's kvitz with the yom. Maybe it's only the yom. We nem on that it was only the yom. Since we don't know, we nem on that it was only the yom, and you are accurate with one time. That's good for what he's trying to say, the shadow is mechatesi. That's really the question. Mechatesi. Who knows? Maybe it really was the kvitz with the yom, and you were never accurate that, and you should be kveh. It's a good time. Sif Yutes. Ves Haguf. Yesh kvaz ves aidei. Mikrim shiara begufa, ikirim shavhekes, dainu kodim shapreshes oresa, machmas kevid, kodim shapreseh piv machmas kevid, kodim shamaitzi kol derech agarin, somebody that stretches, or somebody that yawns, or somebody that belches, vechinim is ateshes derech mato, or chashesh vifi kreis, vishpulim eos, or chazit tiri kadochis, or shereshav eivir akvedan aleo. There's all types of bodily feelings that a woman might feel in conjunction with her vest, and you could be kaveh with them. The question is, this reishel vivir akvedan aleo, the what does that mean? That means she has a headache? Any woman that gets a headache before she has a vest, so then she has a vest aguf? then lechora every single woman has. How do I know? Because Rashi says, v'hadova b'nidasa. What's the lashon of hadova b'nidasa? Rashi in Vayikra says, he says, dovsa lashon madve v'chirli she'ein isha raya dam shleitich l'raishim v'rek v'edonolah. No one sees dam, no lady sees dam ever, without having, her head is reishel v'rek v'edonolah. Mamash is lashon. So then every single woman has a vesta guf. What's the problem? So everyone has a vesta guf. So the truth is, if you look at the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, yesh kreivas vesta yedei mikrim. The Mashmoy says that it's not the normal. As a matter of fact, that's what we mentioned at the beginning of the simon, in the beginning of the Chabura, that in simon kuf beidalet, it sounds like most women have a flavi. They don't have vesta guf. To say that every single woman has a vesta guf because of her head, then the chur is a little bit shver to say. Maybe that's found in the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't be kreivas a vesta guf except the days. But is not considered a vesta guf. Maybe that's the reason why, or else every single woman would have a vesta guf. The Meiri says, yesh oimrim the vesta guf by reisha veivarek the reisha kveid olel in oiseres al shaitu bavad. So those that say that a woman has a vesta guf of reisha kveid olel, she's not also for the entire oina, only for the time that her head hurts her. That's when she sees down. But yesh choychin lahachmer pnisha roiv nashim reishin veivarek kveid olel mishas ves. No one's gonna have to. No woman is gonna have to be chayish for the entire aina because most women have a headache, and they only have to be chayish for the time of her headache. I don't know why that bothers her. So what? So most women won't have to be chayish for the aina. Why is that so terrible? You're right. Because it says you need to preach the samach laves. Not exactly clear. The Archos Rabbeinu brings down that he asked the Talmud of the Stipler. He says he asked Ramesha. He said about a certain lady that had something with her head, that she would have, her head would hurt her. And he asked Ramesh, is that considered a vesta guf? And Ramesh says, no, he brushed it away. And he said, the reason why he brushed it away was because since most women have the type of thing that most women have, the male is not considered a vest. Now, who cares? Why is that so terrible? Lamais, it's a raya that she's getting her vest. Not exactly clear. We'll see b'hemshech. He brings down afterwards from the stipler. The stipler said, "No, in a chanami, reisha veivarek veidan aleh is considered a vesta guf." Rashi that says all women have that. That's Rashi's talking about in a case where she already saw dam, then her head hurts her. However, the woman that sees dam before that her head hurts her before she sees dam, that is considered the vesta guf. So Rashi, that all woman is talking about where she starts seeing dam and then she feels her reisha veivarek veidan aleh. However, the woman that feel that beforehand, in a chanami, that would be considered a vesta guf. Now, practically, the Mishmeres HaTorah, he brings up a Riyashav, and he says any type of feeling, sensation that a woman has, that she could get, that is common for her to get during the rest of the month. Stomach aches and other types of cramps if she gets cramps during the rest of the month, and headaches and other things. He says that that's not considered a vesta guf. And you just make a woman crazy because every time they're thinking that they're going to get her vest, and she's going to be asked 6 times during the month because she keeps on thinking that she has to get her vest. And Berkowitz said that similar part. He says you don't even have to teach this to women because they're not going to be ma'avdil between the different types of things. They're going to be asked the entire time, and it has to be something which is unique to the fact that she's getting her vest. I have heard a number of scenarios of women that have felt different things. In the poskim they bring down also. Ramesha talks about such a case. A woman, she got chest pains. She'd always get chest pains like a week beforehand. It would get very, very tight, her chest, and then it would get loosened up, and then she would see. I think there was two cases. One case was before, and one case was right afterwards, and she would see some woman, they get like a pain beforehand in a certain part of their body, anywhere, and they know that they're going to get their vest. These type of things in a chanami that they could get that are not included 100% over here, but something which is miyuchad to she knows that the vest is coming. However, something which could happen many times, maybe this is what Ramesha meant, that this is something which is common by regular women that they'll see even during other times of the month. Maybe. Not exactly clear. But at least this is the way that some of the Gedolei Poskim go, that has to be something which is unique and she could clearly make the connection between this thing, this sensation, and the fact that she got her vest. But something which could happen two or three or four times over the course of the month, in a chanami, you would not have to be choshesh for you are not have to be choishes for vesta guf. Now the Badi Shulchan he says, Tzorech lahazir anashim midini avesta zeh sherabba yismihen margishes b'michushin elu kredim shabarik daman v'chayves lifresh mibalein. He says, Lamais, so there's many women that have these sensations and you have to tell them. Kimdumani, I'm not as big of a rav, nor am I answering these questions as long as the Badi Shulchan. As far as I recall, I have had such scenarios. I can't recall one case that a woman had lamaisa vest haguf, which was kavua. For that you have to be chesh, that she mamash turned into a vest haguf. It happened 3 times. And why is that? Alachar is something which is very, very common. That we'll get to in a minute. Maybe if we understand also what else is included in vest haguf. So we have all the things that are mentioned over here, and any other sensation. The Remoisha has a tshuva on Chelek Aleph Nun Gimel Nun Aleph. He says Chelek Gimel Nun Aleph. He says that a woman that sees ksamim a certain amount of time before her vest, then that would be considered a vest aguf. The Shevet Alev Nechotchan, they also bring that down, and they say that's the body is showing you that she's going to get her vest. Now, very many women they see ksamim, they start spotting, and then they get their period. Generally, it's within the oinu. Generally, she knows within the next 12 hours. But that it should happen a few days earlier, 2 days earlier, and then it happens that she gets her vest, that is not as common. He says if that would happen, then in a chanami, she would have to be choishes for a vest. However, those things, says the Shevet HaLevi, that would be considered a vest. However, other things, for example, as mood swings and depression and these type of things, he says that's just things that come along with the vest, but that's not considered a vest aguf, and in a chanami, she wouldn't have to be choshish. Now, the truth is that it's not so simple, because I saw in somebody's Maamar Kemis, in Sarmi Shol's Maamar Kemis, he quoted a Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. I looked it up in 3 different places in the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, and they didn't have this girsa. However, in the Kapach Pirish Mishnayis, it has this girsa. And it says, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, he says, when he's talking about vest aguf, he says, what's the cases of vest aguf? And he says, some women, things that women feel, Be'ez Nidasa. He says, like, Yesh Mehem, Sheesh Lehem Dikoon. V'acheres Kev HaReish, V'acheres Esnoidzis, V'hipuch Nefesh, V'acheres Tvikas Halev, V'alim Olizeh. That means that there's like depression, there's like PMS, as they call it. And that would mean that most women have these sensations before that they're getting the vest. And the Chor, which would mean that most women have a vest aguf. Now, there's an interesting halacha that we're going to see in the Taz. The Taz mentions that despite the fact, this is, I think I mentioned beforehand, no one got this right on the Bechino. Maybe not many people took the Bechino. But no one got this right on the Bechino. This is a Bechino, not on this. The last one I wrote in Kuf Pei Dalet. I said, what's the difference between a vest kavua and a vest sheina kavua? And one of the differences between a vest kavua and a vest sheina kavua is what happens if you pass by the day of the vest and you didn't do a bedika? The halacha is the halacha is that by vesh and kavua, if you didn't do bedika, over yumol batal bedikosai, you don't have to do bedika anymore. However, by vesh kavua, if you pass by the day, you have to do bedika if you didn't do bedika. Says the Pisei Tshuva from the Taz here, in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, that I hope everybody saw, that vest haguf is different. Vest haguf, even by vesh and kavua, if you pass by the day and you didn't do bedika, you're usher till you do bedika. Why? What's the chumra of vest aguf? Says the Taz. Kan b'piyeh garet vei, kiven shederech hateva hu b'ishu lefayim b'shas riyasu. Oy samach loy, havi reyes elefanim. Since that's the derech of isha to do it, the derech of isha. How many women have vest aguf that they have piyukin? Or maybe it's the vest. If you have piyukin, then you're going to see. Maybe that's what he means. But it sounds like that's the common thing, that a woman should have a vest aguf. So we have the Shach that says the standard woman sees on the day of the month, and we have the Ramban and the Mechaber that says that the standard woman sees haflogus. We have the Taz that seems to say the standard woman have vest aguf. Now, if you understand like this Rambam, Dikaon, PMS, then in the Chanami, standard woman have vest aguf. However, practically, is this Nagea or is this Nagea to be Choshish? So that we'll see in a second. So when you could be Tehila, the Mikra. In Sif Chof, We have a case, this is the hemshech of that shayla, we'll tell you in a second. Sivkov is the case where a woman has piyukin on Sunday, 2 weeks later piyukin on Sunday, 3 weeks later piyukin on Shabbos, and she sees on Sunday. The halacha is that she's kever for Sunday with piyukin. That means you tell her the piyukin from the day beforehand in the riyah of today. So the shayla is the same shayla that we asked before, and that is, until when can you be toile the piyukin in the riyah? If she has piyukin from 3 days beforehand, and then she sees on Sunday, can you also be toile? Mashmois lechera is only 1 day. The question is, that's in a case where the third riyah is, you saw piyukin Sunday, the third riyah, want to connect to Sunday, that's only if it's a day beforehand, then you'll connect it to Sunday. Let's say it's no shachas b'chlal, a woman always feels, before she gets her vest, a week beforehand, she always feels a tingly sensation in her big toe. She knows, for sure. Sure enough, a week later, she always gets her vest. Is she toile in that or not? So many poskim say that you're only toile, the Pardes Marin is Meir, he says we don't know where the cutoff point is. Many poskim say that you only go me'es le'es. But Berkowitz says also this way, he says, if not, then where's the cutoff point? Ain't ladover safe, there's no way. Now, they bring down a Chuvas Riva. The Chuvas Riva says that if a woman has a certain pain in her stomach 3 days beforehand, then she's usher. When does she become usher? That's a vesta guf. She's only usher after 3 days. She sees always on Sunday she feels, and then on Wednesday she gets her vest. Or Shabbos she feels, and then on Tuesday she gets it. It's always 3 days after she feels it. He says you're not usher for all those 3 days. You now know that 3 days later you're going to get it. You're going to be usher on that day. It's mavur, first of all, in the Rival, that you're choishes for spreading the Rishonim. You're mavur for even more than 24 hours. The Shevet Levi seems to say that way also, because he says, the Lechem V'Simla says not this way. The Lechem V'Simla says that a woman has a Vesta Guf, she's usher from the time that she gets her Vesta Guf until the time that she actually gets her Dam. Says the Shevet Levi, there's a woman that can feed something 10 days or 12 days beforehand, that she knows that she's getting her vest. She's going to be usher in half of the month, she's going to be usher quarantine. Zecher not, you're only usher for that day. That's Lamaisa how we paskin, and that is that she's only usher that day. That means if she knows that in 6 days after she gets the tingly sensation in her toe, she always gets her vest, she will have a vesta guf l'chera. However, only a vesta guf for that, she only will be usher 6 days later. She's not going to be usher all the days in the interim in between. Only that oina. Now, it's a certain amount of oinus also. So if sometimes it's 5.5 days, and sometimes it's 6 days, and sometimes it's 5 days, that's not a kviyas vest. It always has to be the same amount of time. Lamela, this is lachur, one of the reasons that a woman doesn't have a vesta guf, is because even if they get some sort of sensation, it's not always the same amount of time before. And she knows next week she's getting it. Within 3 days, 4 days, 2 days, she's getting it. But that should always be the exact same amount of time. It's not, and therefore that's not considered a kviyas vest. It always has to be 4 oinis afterwards, 6 oinis afterwards, 2 oinis afterwards, whatever it is, then you have a way to pin it down. But if not, then that would not be considered a vesta guf. Lachur, vesta guf is also not kashur b'chlal to oinis. It's not kashur to the night or day. You could have one at night, two during the day, because that's not. We're not. It's not kaviyah in the zman b'chlal. It's a din in the guf which causes it, or a certain amount of time after that in the guf. But it doesn't have to be not day or night which causes it.
But how is help
without fixing on that? Lachur not. Here we go, Basar. For some reason, not. It should, but we never do. Lachur. What's that? Maybe she would have to be chayshish in the case where she knows that it's a direct correlation. Usually she doesn't know until it happens a few times, then she's able to. The question is if she knows that to connect it, b'chlal. Many times they don't know to connect it. When it happens many times, then they know to connect it. But in Echnami, if it was borrowed to you that this is what it was, then yeah, that's what Moshe says. A woman that sees always something beforehand, then she knows that she has a vesta guf. But after one time, you don't know that you have a vesta guf b'chlal. Now, a similar case l'chur to a vesta guf is, this might be telling in whether or not I understand it's a vesta guf or it's a vesta oinus, a woman that's on pills and she stops taking pills. What is that? So very often a woman, after she stops taking pills, she'll get her period. This is l'chur similar to getting the injection. It's more daima to vesta oinus than to a vesta guf. And the only thing is that it works internally also. So it might be like palpalin. Okay, daima. The pashtus is, though, it's considered a vesta oinus, and you wouldn't have to be choishish after one time. However, Eitz HaTeva K'mashim Alon, and that is really a klal with regard to all the Vesta Gufs, even if you don't have a Vesta Guf, which is a Kavua, or you know for sure, there's no specific time that you can knock it down, but if you know that she's getting her vest, then she should be purish because Eitz HaTeva K'mashim Alon. You're right, maybe you can't put a stempel on it, this is your vest. But in Chanami, most women know when it's happening, and therefore they should be purish also. Now, a woman that gets, every time that she takes pills, she stops and she gets her vest three days later, then she's going to have to be chayshish, no different than a vest akvitzis, after 3 days. If she does the first time, she doesn't know, then she would have to be chayshish probably. She doesn't know when to be chayshish for. The first day, and pashas the second day, she doesn't have to be chayshish. However, between 2 and 4 days, 99.8% of women get their vest after stopping pills. Some women don't get all. Some women stop their pills and they don't get anything. That does happen, but where they see extremely little. But that's not the general case. Most women, after stopping pills, between 2 and 4 days, they get their vest and should act accordingly.
To make the best for illness, not doing maestro?
Not taking pills?
Yeah,
because you caused that. You caused that. Best, and that's what it's causing. Okay. Now, Tzipchaf Aleph, it's Mavur, Piyak of Rish Chedesh, Rasav, Chazar, Piyak of Sechim, Yeh, Chedesh, Chesh, Leis, Piyak, Vasul, Shamesh, Ad, Shetivdoik. The halacha is that if a woman sees one time mipiyukim, the next time she's aser achetivdeik. What does that mean? Why are you chayshish after one time? It says the Bach and the Prisha and the Chanami, it just means you have to be baidik lechatchila b'shasa vest, and b'diavad you're going to be mutter even if you weren't baidik. However, the taz is mechadish, and this is the way the Pesach Shuvah brings down a kofei dal, and this is the way the pesach go halach lemaisa. Most pesach go halach lemaisa. But the Shulchan seems to say that it's a chumrah. But most of the pesach is my name seem to go like the Pesach Shuvah nemzon kapshuta, like the taz that in a Chanami. A vest haguf, which is ena kavua, you're asura achetivdek. Which would mean that a woman that, any case of a woman that has a vest haguf, it's a real chash that she would have to be asura achetivdek. Now, in the case we have a suffix, whether or not you have a vest haguf in the first place, lechura, you could be meikol because bachlal, it's a machlekes over here, machlekes a peiskim, had a paskin, it's a sex veka bachlal, and you're going to drive crazy, woman crazy. Maybe I had a cramp yesterday, and maybe I saw today, maybe I shouldn't, maybe next month I had a cramp also, I don't know. These cases, unless a woman knows that it's clear to her that this is what causes it, then I wouldn't be chayshish for to be machmer like the Taz, that she would be asura achetivdek. You don't lose out anything on being baidik. It's not like you're maybe you could. If you're going to lose out on being baidik, then you should be purish anyhow. Sif Chav Beis. The She has to be choishish for the safe shleishim of the haflaga, and also for the yom achodesh. How about oina beninus? Forget, why do you have to, what's the difference that it was the day 30? Oina beninus. So the Shach, you have a rai over here that Oina Beninus is, there's no two things. It's all another rai that the Shach brings. The Sidra Teres Matzchi says that the Mechava wasn't talking about Oina Beninus, and therefore we didn't discuss it. It's just with regard to that Nekuda. Sifchav Gimel talks about vest, which is Kavua Ayadei. Kol Eila HaVestash Nikvon Ayadei Mikre, Inechad Kaveim Chaveri, El Kol Shapir Koshleisha Pomim, Verosa Kava Vest. Pirka Pamachas and Satcha Shlei Pomim, In Mitzarfin. A woman that sneezes once and is mefahekes, one time, is not kaveya a vest. Now, how bad? We saw that there's three different types of piyukim. There's piyukim which is yawning, piyukim which is burping, and there's piyukim which is stretching. So, let's say a woman, one time she sees how I did this, one time I did that, one time I did the third thing, can she be kaveya? So, I saw that there are people that wanted to say you could be kaveya. And lachar, it's tomua b'yoyser, to say that you could be kaveya. Because even though we're chayshish for all of them, but they're not the same vest, b'chlal. There's three mikrei aguf. So in a chanami, each one could be a mikrei aguf. But to say that they're all the same thing, that you're chayshish for it, that you're kaveh for all three of them together, l'chur, that's a little bit shver. So the Baal Shulchan also names on that it's partial that you can't be kaveh for all three of them together. The Achilas Dvarim Harifim says the Ramah, Achla Shum V'rasa, Achla Basal V'rasa, Achla Pilpim V'rasa, those that say that you're kaveya a vest ayidei dvarim chamim, and then he says yesh armim that any dvarim chamim is like a kvitzis, And you can only be koveya with yamim. And some say that no, it has a regular din of a vesta gof, and you can be koveya. So he brings down two yeshemim, and he's not machriya. So what do we do? Says the Sheva Levi, in a case where he brings down two yeshemim, he's not machriya, then the pashas, he has to be machmir for both of them. The truth is, the Torah Shalom already says this. The Torah Shalom of an art, Mem Gimel, he says, Roy lochesh the vishneim lachmir. So in such a case, it's already done to mechuyiv. Roy lochesh, when the Ramah brings it down, and he's not machriya, then roi lochesh ledivrei shteim lahachmer, which would mean that you have to be choishish that it would have a din of a vest kavua, and to be oikere klapei three times, and also to be choishish after one time. That's also if you see a direct correlation between the achilas varm chamim and the fact that she saw adam. So these three things, the chur, when you see all these three things together. So then, the truth is that it's not clear in the Ramah whether or not all the things are mitzarif. He says yeshemim that they're mitzarif, and kinyur yeshemim that they're not. But he doesn't bring down another yeshemim. So the pashas is that's how he's going, that they could be mitzarif. And the reason why they could be mitzarif, the pashas, is because it's megala that it's all dvarim charifim is what causes her to see. It's not a specific dover charif. A dover charif causes her to see. We have that's one thing, it's not three different things. The meila, she could be kaveh, the three things together. However, in a case where she saw, let's say she ate shum once, and she ate poplin twice, and then she saw, each time. In that case, could it be kaveya, or no? We say that it wasn't three different things, she can't be kaveya. So the price can say that in a chalami, in such a case, you can't be kaveya. Why not? Kiveger. Why can't you be kaveya for two different things? Because the chura, they're not the same thing. When you have three different things and you see all three of them, then we see that it's not the specific thing, we see that it's a davar charif. Mashenkin, when you don't have three different things, you only have two things, then we don't see that it's all davar charifim that could cause you to see. And therefore, you're not going to be kaveya. The fact that it's two different things can't be mitzarif together, and you would not be kaveya in such a case. Sivchav dalit, kulan in chayshilim ela l'shaitam, you're only chayshish l'shaitam. If she always sees at the beginning of the vest, she's chayshish from the beginning of the vest. However, if she sees at the end of the vest, then she's choshesh only from the end of the vest. This is different than a vest for yamin. A woman that sees always at the beginning of the day, the arina, she has to choshesh the whole day. That's if she sees always at the end of the day, then she's still choshesh for the whole day. Here it's different. She only has to be choshesh for that part of the time that she sees. She always sees at the end of the piyukin, she only has to be choshesh for the end of the piyukin. Why does she have to be choshesh for the beginning of the piyukin? So the Chavos Das says like this. He says, when she saw at the beginning of the Pukin, so even if she doesn't see next month at the beginning of the Pukin, maybe the next Pukin will bring it. It's like a woman that's Mefakas. She knows always on a certain day when she's Mefakas, she sees. Let's say she was Mefakas in the morning, she didn't see. And then she's Mefakas later on in the afternoon. She doesn't have to be Choshish? Of course she has to be Choshish. She has Pukin with the day. So too, if a woman is Mefakas for 20 minutes, she didn't see at the beginning like she usually does, but the end of the Pukin is like a second time that she's Mefakas. Maybe that's going to bring it on. Mela, she has to be Choshish. Masha'inkin, in a case where a woman always sees at the end of the piyukin, then we know that she always is mifahekes a certain amount of time before she sees, she's not going to have to be choshesh till the end of the time. It's not like, and it's not different to the case where she saw at the beginning. You see at the beginning we cause it, and afterwards we cause it also. Which will her mean that it comes out according to this, some of the ulama ask, let's say a woman is mifahekes, how could he be oikir a vest in one day? A proper vest in one day? This should be a question on the Bechina. We're thinking of it now. How can you be oikar vest in one day? So we have, there's a lot of different ways you could be oikar vest in one day. There's a lot of days you could be kaveya vest in one day and oikar vest in one day. How can you be kaveya vest in one day? Chazra vest in kremer. You could be a vest in one day. Vestim. How can you be oikar vest in one day? So a vest of shoris you could be oikar one day. Vest of kvitzas one time. A vest of guf you could be oikar one day also. How? If she has a vest of guf together with yun, the show he sees, she's piyukin on chavtes lachodesh. She does a piyukin in the morning, she doesn't see. 2 hours later, she does a piyukin, she doesn't see. 4 hours later, she does a piyukin, she doesn't see. Three times, she has piyukin on that day, she doesn't see. She's like, her best. Lachera. It's mavur in this Chavos Das. Chavos Das says, if a woman says piyukin in the morning, and she doesn't see, she doesn't have to be chayish for piyukin later on in the afternoon, it's piyukin in the day together. That means that each one could be germ. So if each one could be germ, you didn't see three times that day, you were just like, best. What's that? Three bedikas. She would have to bedikas lachari every time. She doesn't know she's going to do piyukin at the end of the day. That's the problem, though. As soon as she has piyukin, then she has to do it right then. She's already has a chiyuv bedika right then by piyukin. Now, if she continues,
she can't be over without number.
She can't be.
She can't get rid
No. If she has the Murkov, then she needs the Murkov together with the Piyukin to be Kaveh. We'll leave the other clerics for now. Sifcha Fei, Im Echon Me'elu Bol Izman Yudua, Oz Vade Asura Kol Oynas Avest, Kemoi Vest Yom Gredo. This is Machaber says, if a woman has Piyukin with the day of the month, she's Asur, not just when she has Piyukin on that day. She's Asur from the beginning of the day. The Taz seems to say that she's not, that she's only Asur from the time that she has Piyukin, but before she's not Asur, which would mean that Lechera, it's not exactly clear. Kuzikesef. Okay, we'll leave the Kuzikesef and a woman that has, we have, this is really what the Shach asked beforehand. The Shach asked in Sif Kotim Mem Ches that a woman that has Soa with Piyukin on a specific day, so he says, how come you have to be Choshesh for that day even without Piyukin? The same way that if you have Kvitzos with a day, you only Choshesh if you have a Kvitzos on that day. So Piyukin with that day, you should only be Choshesh with Piyukin when you have Piyukin on that day. How come you're Choshesh from the beginning of the day? Like it's same as the same, Sif Chafei, you're Choshesh from the beginning of the day. And the question is, Tamuah. Like the Chavasas, the Jutara ask, and this question is asked on various different Achrenim. Some ask it on the Taz in certain places, right here really, and some ask it on the Shach in a few different places, and the Lubushi sort of saw asked it on the Ramban. And they all ask the same question, that is that you have no idea what day the woman is going to, when if the woman is going to be with Hekes or not. If you have a Kvitzo on a certain day, so she knows she doesn't have to be Chayish until she's Kvitz, so she's allowed to be Mashamish if she wasn't Kvitz, because she's not going to be Kvitz in the middle of Tashmish. However, if a woman has Piyukin from a certain day, then she has to be purged that day, even not on the day itself. Maybe she's going to have Piyukin on that day. She just doesn't know when she's going to have Piyukin. Maybe she's going to start to be Mefahekes in the middle of Tashmish. She has no idea. And therefore, she would have to be purged on that day. That means, that's why. That's how we pass in Allah HaMaiso. If a woman has Piyukin on a certain day, she's also from the beginning of the day, not just from the time that she has Piyukin. That's all Vestaguf. Vestaguf with a Mikra is your Choshesh, with the Yamim, your Choshesh from the beginning of the day. The last sif, Akira's Vestaguf, how could you be Oiker a Vestaguf? So, by having the, whatever it is, either the Vestaguf or the Vestaguf of the Yom, and you don't see, that's how you're Kaveya. That's how you're Oiker. Now, let's say a woman, she has a Vestaguf for Piyukin, and then she sees three other times with Itushin. She sneezes. So is that an Akira, because she now has a new Vestaguf? Or maybe you could have two Vestagufs. So maybe you could have two Vestachodesh. You could have two Vestaguf. That we'll have to see when we get to, this is Akdama to a Sif Lamed Beis that I hope that everyone will see this week. When do we say that a woman could have two Vestagufs? And when does a woman not have Vestagufs? You can't have two Vestagufs at the same time. Two Vestachodesh, you could be Kaveya. Two Aflogas, you can't be Kaveya. Everything else is up in the air. We'll have to see. And one last halacha is the Badia Shulchan's clerics. What's the story if a woman has a vest for a Murkov with Vestaguf? And then she's Ikerit. And then she sees one more time with a Vestaguf with a Murkov. Is it Chozer a Veslam Kremai or not? This just adds to our Sfekas. We said La Alach Lamais Lachar by Dilug and by Sirug and Vestiyam Ashvua. We're not going to say Chozer Veslam Kremai one time. Anything you're not Chayshish for after one time. Here you are Chayshish after one time. So Veslam Lachar, maybe you should say Chozer Veslam Kremai, but it's Mitzat Shein, it's not a normal vest. Vestaguf together with Yom Lechur is not such a common vest. Whatever happens, Tasa Shevus Chacham.